Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi Chal Daf Chaf, and we're starting Yud Tes Amud Beis about 6 lines off for the bottom with a quote from the Mishnah. Yisur Sheni Leishu Mei Peres V'Chulu. And the Vilna source of Daf is about halfway through Yud Beis Amud Aleph. And today's Daf is sponsored by Lilu Nishmas Marsh Merim Sarah Basav Yaakov Moshe Her Neshama Shehaven Aliyah. The Mishnah told us that a dough that was kneaded with Mei Peres with fruit juice is Chayv and Chala, but cannot be Mekabel Toma because we know that Mei Peres are not Machshir Lekabel Toma. What is Machshir Lekabel Toma? So we've had this many times before. We know that in order for something to become Tame, it has to be made susceptible to Mekabel Toma. That's Hechshir Lekabel. In order for that to happen, it needs to become wet with one of the 7 halachic liquids, and Mei Peres is not one of them. Now the Gemara begins discussing halacha regarding Tvul Yom. What is this? So Tami went to the mikveh during the day, and it's not yet nightfall. It's called Tvul Yom. He was Tovil during the day. Now he's Tahor regarding some things, but will passel Truma if he touches it. Let's say we're talking about a dough that was kneaded with Mei Peres. Are these Mei Peres a chibur? Are they able to connect the dough to be considered one, that if this Tvul Yom touched part of it, the whole thing becomes Tame or not? So that's what the Gemara begins with. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Omar. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina says, Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda ish bar Taisa. He, our Mishnah is Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda ish bar Taisa. Detanin Tamar, we have a Mishnah over there. Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda ish bar Taisa. Ayim Rishum Rabbi Shua. Pasal is Kula. The entire thing is Pasal. If a Tvul Yom touches his dough that was kneaded with Mei Peres, the entire thing is considered one, and therefore the whole thing is Pasal, even though he only touched one part of it. Whereas Rabbi Kiva, Ayim Rishmai, Rabbi Kiva says in his name, meaning Rabbi Shua's name, Loi Pasal El Makai Magai. Only the place where he touched his Tamei and not the whole dough. So we clearly see Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina is telling us that our Mishnah as Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda ish bar Taisa, because what do we say in our Mishnah? That a dough that was kneaded with Mei Peres is Chayv and Chala, and the only way that would be is if Mei Peres create a chibur, is if they create a connection between all the parts of the dough to make it considered like one big dough that's now Chayv and Chala. Now we have a clarification of this. Chafam alaf on top. Rabbi Shimon Lakish Omar, he says, Ma pligin, what's the machlokes b'shehochshira va'achach nilaisha? That first all the ingredients were mochshir lekabel toma, they became susceptible to mekabel toma, and then he kneaded the entire dough together with these Mei Peres. Shmei Peres mechaver lahachshir that these Mei Peres, these fruit juices, make a chibur to be machshir everything to be considered like one dough. And according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda ish bar Taisa, it is, and according to Rabbi Kiva, it's not. Aval nilayshav achach hochshira, if all the ingredients were first kneaded together with the Mei Peres, and then part of it became machshir lekabel toma, ein Mei Peres mechaver lahachshir. So then we don't say that the Mei Peres that originally were used to knead the dough together are mechaver and make a chibur to be machshir it. And if a tamei touches one part, he's not going to be matame the whole thing. But now we have an argument with Rabbi Yisrael ben Chanina. Rabbi Chiya says b'shem Rabbi Yechanan, divrei hakol. This is really according to everybody. Even the Rabbi Kiva says over there, in regards to that dough that was kneaded with the Mei Peres, that ain Mei Peres mechaver l'toma, that these Mei Peres do not create a chibur, they don't create a connection in order to mitame the whole thing. Again, if a Tvul Yom touches one part of it to mitame the whole thing, he agrees over here in our Mishnah that the Mei Peres do connect everything, then now it's considered one big dough for Chala, and therefore Rabbi Chiya argues with Rabbi Yaisi. However, Rabba quotes Rabbi Chiya b'shem Rabbi Shua ben Levi, that ain l'cha mechaver el shivas Hamashkin Bovad, the only thing that's going to combine all the parts of the dough to make it considered like one big dough are the 7 mashkin, the 7 halachic liquids, and not main peres. So Rabbi Yossi by Rabbi Yossi has the following question. Maya Samris, what is he saying this in regards to? Lechala, we have to add in the word ay, letoma. This is in regards to chala or toma. Meaning, when Rav Buck quoted Rav Chiya b'shem Rabbi Shua ben Levi, saying that only the shiva mashkin, the 7 halachic liquids, are going to create a chibur and make this thing considered like one big dough, does that mean in regards to chala, then now it's one big dough that it's chayv and chala, or in regards to toma, then now it's one big dough that if Tamei touches one part of it, the whole thing is Tamei. In Tamer L'Challah, if you want to say it's in regards to Challah, well, Kol Shekhen L'Toma. For sure, this would apply to Toma, because we know Challah is more Mekel than Toma. Whereas in Tamer L'Toma, if you want to say this only applies to Toma, Halachala Lai, it would not apply to Challah, because again, as we just said, Challah is more Mekel than Toma, so just because we would apply it to Toma, that does not necessarily mean that we would apply it to Challah. Rabbi Yonah Pshita Lai L'Challah, Kol Shekhen L'Toma, Rabbi Yonah explained that it's referring to Challah, and for sure it applies to Toma. Now, Rabbi Yonah Kedaite, Rabbi Yonah Zlashitasai, Rabbi Yonah Tani Rabbi Shem Mechai, Rabbi Yonah Tani Brass Rabbi Shem Mechai, Rabbi Shua Ben Levi Tani Rabbi Shem Mechai, the Tani Rabbi Shem Mechai, Rabbi Shem Mechai taught, Rabbi Tarfon Oyvim, Rabbi Tarfon says, Nemar Khan, it says over here, Chala, the Nemar Lalon, it says over there, Chalas Lechem Shemen, and what do we see? Ma Chala Shemar Lalon, Asuya Beshemen, just like the Chala that's mentioned over there, was clearly made with oil, Av Chala Shemar Khan, Asuya Beshemen. So too, the Chala that we're talking about over here, meaning the Chiv of separating Chala from a dough, is referring to a dough that was made with oil. Beshemen Echon Beshevis Hamashkin, who, and oil is one of the 7 halachic liquids. Now, it doesn't have to be that the dough was actually made out of oil. It could be the dough had water in it and not oil, but it has to be that the dough was made with one of the shiva mashkin and not anything else. And we see this is applying to chala, which means that it does not apply to tuma. And we do explain the Mishnah we had said Isha Yeshevas v'chulu, that a woman could sit and separate chala unclothed. Now we bring a din that's going to be relevant to our Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi says b'shem Rav Shabsi, and Rabbi Chiya says b'shem Rav Shimon Lakish l'chala ulentil sedayim, in regards to separating chala and washing one's hands before eating bread. Adam mahal charbas milin, a person has to go 4 mil, which means let's say we have an ama aretz traveling along the road and he doesn't know how to make dough in a state of Tahara, he has to travel 4 milin in order to find somebody who does know how to knead it in a state of Tahara, and that's because we don't want to make the dough tame, because then the challah that's separated is going to be tame, and we want the kohen to be able to eat the challah, we don't want him to have to burn it. That's what he would have to do with tame challah. Therefore, this Am Ha'aretz would have to go 4 mil in order to find somebody that can make his dough for him in a state of Tahara, and in regards to Netilas Yadayim as well. A person's going along the way, he needs to wash his hands before bread, he has to go 4 mil in order to be able to find water if he doesn't have water with him. Now, Bavo says, B'shem B'yesi ben Chanina, Hadad Tamer, this was said, Lefanov, walking in front of him, meaning he's going along the way, and he wants to sit down and have his sandwich, he has to continue walking forward another 4 mil in order to get water. Avol Acharav in Matrichin Olav, but we don't trouble him to walk backwards. We don't say, turn around and walk back to where you just came from in order to get water. Only forward, but not backwards. Now we ask Chafam and Bez on top, Shaymer Ginus Pardesin, Mat Ovid Loin. What about watchmen of gardens and orchards? How do we treat them? Kilfnein, Kilachrein. Are they like people who are going forwards or like backwards? In other words, these people are stationary. They're not going anywhere. They're watching the orchard. So do we say they have to go 4 mil to look for water or for somebody to make their dough in a state of Tahara? And that's like Lifnehen? Or do we say no, it's like Lachrehen, it's going to be Matriachlem and they could just stay where they are? And the answer is Nishmin Rado. Let's learn from the following. Now here we have a very big gears to change, so pay attention. Ha'isha shehi tevelas yoim, lasha esa isa, a woman who's a tevelas yoim, she went to the mikveh that day, and even though she's tahor to some extent, she still is tameh in as much that she's going to be metame truma or challah if she touches it. Nonetheless, she's allowed to knead her dough, the kutzala chalasa umafrisha, and she could separate the challah, and only afterwards she's going to be kairoshem and call it its official name that it's challah. Now the reason this is so complicated is for the following reason. As we just said, this woman's a tevelas yoim, so if she separates the challah and she continues to touch it while it's in its state of challah, she's going to be metame it because she's a tevelas yoim. So we have to ensure that she somehow is making this dough, it's going to remain tahar, and the challah is going to remain tahar, but she's still able to separate it while she's tame. And she does that, by the way, the Gemara just described. She kneads her dough and she's tame. But remember, since she's a tevelas yoim, she's not going to metame a regular dough. Now, before she designates any challah, she breaks off a piece of the dough, which will be used as the challah, but again, it's not challah yet. And after she stops touching it, she's not touching it anymore, it's away, somebody else is going to deal with it. Then she says, this piece over here is challah. And only then it officially becomes challah. And since she's not touching it anymore, it's not going to be tame, and the kohen's going to be able to eat it. Now here's the answer to our question. Back into the Gemara. Vada isha, lo b'sech b'esa yeshaves. This woman, isn't she in her house? And we say, that we're not matriach her. We don't make her get up and go to somebody else's house who's going to be able to make the entire dough in a state of tahara. We found a way out that she's able to make the dough in her house. So we clearly see that we're not matriach her. V'hacha in matrichin olav. And over here, these watchmen of the Ginus and Pardesim, we're not going to be matriach them to go out and come back because they're just like a woman who's in her house. And we say that if they don't have any water there, no problem. They just cover their hands and they can eat their sandwich that way. Now, once we start talking about washing hands, we continue with that. Tani, we have a braisa. Hamayim shel fnei hamazon, rishos. Water before food, meaning washing hands for hamotzi, that's rishos. Whereas v'shel achar hamazon, water after food, meaning mayim achroinim, chayva. That's a must. Ella, so what's the difference? Shebirishonim, noitel mafsik, ubishnim, noitel ve'enoy mafsik. By the first ones, meaning washing hands for hamotzi, one washes and is mafsik, and by shniim, by mayim achroinim, one washes and is not mafsik. So we ask, mayim mafsik, what does that mean? He's mafsik. Rav Yaakov Racha Omar, he answers, noitel v'shayna. He washes his hands and then washes them again. And the reason why one has to do that when washing for hamotzi is because their hands are tamei. So the first washing is metahir the hands, but the water which is still there becomes tamei. So the second washing washes off that tamei water. And that's why when washing before hamotzi, he does so twice and not just once. Now, based off that explanation, we have a question. Rav Yaakov Bar Rav Yitzchak Bai, he asks the following. Noitel v'shayna, when a person's washing for bread, he has to wash and wash again. Va'at amrit rishos, and you're saying it's a rishos? That's not the proper word to use. Really, what we should have said is that mayim shel lefnei hamazon is a mitzvah and achar hamazon is a chayva. We shouldn't have said mayim shel lefnei hamazon is rishos. It's not a rishos. You have to do it. It's just a mitzvah. That's what he's bothered by, the usage of the word rishos. And a similar question, in the bayim meimar, arbas milin va'at amrit rishos, you're saying that a person would have to walk 4 mil in front of him in order to get water for washing his hands to make hamotzi, and you're telling me that it's a rishos? Once again, how are we using such a word rishos? The word mitzvah really should be used. And we end off without an answer to the question. Now we just end off with two important memras about washing hands before bread and washing mayim achroinim. Amar Yaakov Ra'idi tells us, al rishonim necha basar chazir. Regards to mayim rishonim, washing hands before bread, a person ended up eating basar chazir. How did this happen? So there was a yid that had a restaurant of sorts, and he would serve kosher food to the Jewish guests and serve tray food to the non-Jewish guests. So a Jewish guy walks in, but he didn't wash his hands before eating bread. And the proprietor said, okay, this guy must be a non-Jew, and he served him chazir. So we see what can happen if a person doesn't wash their hands before eating bread. And Val Shneem, regarding Mayim Achroinim, Yatzas Isha Mebesa, a woman was kicked out of her house. This is a famous story with Reb Yudin and Reb Yossi. They arrived in a town along their travels, and they looked for an honest person whom they could entrust their money with, and they saw a fellow named Kidur, who seemed to be very holy. He was davening and seemed to be a special man, so they gave him their money, and then later on, when they came to pick it up from him, he denied the entire thing. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't have your money. Now, they saw that he had lentils in his beard, and they realized that that's what he ate that morning. They went to his house to his wife, obviously when he wasn't there, and they said, "Your husband told us to tell you to give us our money back." And the simon is that he ate lentils this morning. So the wife believed them, because how else were they supposed to know that he ate lentils that morning? And she gave him the money. And then when this Kidur fellow came back home, he discovered what his wife did. He divorced her and sent her out of the house. And the Gemara continues, Yeshayim, some say, Shenergu alea nefashais, take out the word shalosh, that someone was killed because of it. This Yeshayim holds that this Kidur fellow killed his wife. And this is all because he didn't wash my machroinim. If he would have, then he would have wiped his beard and mustache, and Reb Yudin Reb Yossi wouldn't have seen that he had lentils. So we have another story of the importance of my machroinim. And continuing to explain the mission, we had said, Mneshi Yechayel Chasis V'chulu, that the reason why a woman is allowed to separate challah when she's unclothed, and that means she's making a bracha, is because she could cover her erva. Her erva doesn't stick out of her body like a man's does, and therefore she just cover over the front, and she can make a bracha. The Gemara says, Hada Amr, this tells us, Agavais and Ben Mishum Erva, that the backside, the buttocks, don't have an isra of erva, because even if she's covering over the front, she's not covering the back, and nonetheless she's allowed to make a bracha, so it must be that they're not considered erva. However, clarification of this is, Hadada Ata Amar, lebracha, that's only in regards to making a bracha. Aval habit, but looking at an exposed part of a woman, afil kalshu asur, even looking at any part of her is asur. Kadada Tani, like it's taught in a brisa, mistaka ba kevishal isha, if somebody looks at the ankle of a woman, ke mistaka beis harechem, it's as if he's looking at her actual private part, ma mistaka beis harechem, and someone who looks at the private part, kilu ba'alel, it's like he was ba'al her. And similarly, Shmuel Amar, he tells us, koil b'isha erva, koil by a woman is erva, and koil over here means her singing, so a woman singing is erva. Chaf alf amr alf on top, matam, what's the source for this? The pasuk tells us, v'hoi mikol zanus of a technaf as a arz v'gaimer, so we see his lashon of koil by the word znus, and so we can see that koil is erva. And we continue with another member of Hunam Rav Huna says, oimed hu adam al tzaya umispalel, a person could stand directly on top of tzaya, on top of excrement and davin, that's because he's covering it over, ubavad shalayhe b'saya nagya b'tzaya, as long as his skin itself is not touching the tzaya, the excrement. Let's say he's wearing shoes, and his shoes are on top of the excrement, covering it over, so he could daven. Yashav lekinach aser. Let's say he sat, he made a bowel movement, and he didn't clean himself, he's not allowed to daven. And that's even though it's being covered by his garment, but since it's touching his skin, it's being nagab ibisaroi, so he's not allowed to daven. And Amar Rav Mana tells us, Avagav doloi amai Rav Huna, that's a proper girsa, hadam milsa. Even though Rav Huna didn't say this explicitly, Amar de Chavasa, he said something similar. Rav Huna, Amar Rav Huna said, Amen hu adam lagab etsayim espalal, a person's allowed to stand on tsaya and daven, ubavad shalei ibisaroi nagab etsaya, as long as his skin doesn't touch the tsaya, yashav lekinach. If he sat and he didn't clean himself, and this is after a bowel movement, ahar b'sarin agia b'tzaya, that's his flesh touching the tzaya, and that's why it's also for him to daven. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with halacha beis. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.